Hello?
Hi, is this Mark?
Yes?
Hi, Mark. My name is Lisa Taylor. I'm calling you from Notebook Writing. I'm the senior strategist, and I wanted to have a discussion with you in regards to the worldwide distribution. Is it a good time?
Okay. Well, actually, no, but we might as well do it now because I don't know if there is going to be a good time, so go ahead.
All right. So, David was saying there was some confusion in regards to the contract. I'm not sure what that actually is, so I wanted to ask you about that first before we proceed on worldwide distribution. So what's the confusion?
I'm not confused. The contract, hang on a second.
Sure.
Here, the contract period. This agreement will begin on the date set forth below, which is October 5th, and shall continue for this project's duration unless terminated earlier by either party as provided herein.
Okay, and what is the ending date?
Well, there is no ending date in the contract. It was supposed to be for 6 months.
Mm-hmm. 6 months is the time frame for the marketing campaign to be on. In order to have that 6 months marketing campaign ready and live, we actually take a few months, like 1 month or 2 months ahead, where we prepare all the tools. For example, if you don't have any social media pages, we set that up. We work on the post designs. We work on the calendars in that time duration. So in other words, if you're taking the marketing campaign for 6 months, then technically the contract time period would be somewhere around 7 to 8 months. Right now we are in the third marketing month as per the contract. So we still have 3 more months remaining. Does that make sense?
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
So in regards to that, since this is like the last month for the awareness campaign, see, the first 3 months are for the awareness campaign. It deals mainly with, you know, creating an awareness or creating a curiosity, reaching out to the target audience, letting them know that, you know what, here's an author who wrote this particular book. So the 3 months are only for awareness campaign. Now we are entering into the conversion campaign in which we will start to anticipate some results. Okay, that means in terms of the return on investment along with sales. So that's the reason why we got this requirement from the marketing team that if we have the book launched worldwide, then we will have more margin of getting these conversions done.
Okay.
All right, that's the reason why. See, for example, let me give you an example. Right now we are running.
Excuse me. That's fine. I think I understand that. What I need to know then is what exactly is involved in this worldwide marketing section? Because from the email I got from Dave, it says the process, create the accounts for publishing, share the final print-ready files with you, publish the book after your final approval, and start the distribution process, and it will take 3 to 4 weeks.
Let me make it simple for you.
I don't understand. Mm-hmm. How does this not use my already published edition?
Let me explain. Your book is published on Amazon, if I'm not wrong, right?
Yes.
Amazon is banned or is not functionable in a lot of third world countries. And that's the reason why we're aiming for the worldwide distribution. Let me explain what it means. Just like how you publish your book on Amazon, that's this one platform, okay? It does have an expanded distribution, but that does not cater to all the countries and distributions in which we are running a campaign currently. That's the reason why we want to go worldwide and launch your book. In other words, we're trying to have your book shelved on every local bookstore in the third world countries as well. That way, when people see a promotion on the social media pages, since it's a worldwide campaign, right? Since whenever they see that, they're going to reach out to their local distributors. And if your book is not there, then we're wasting that dollar amount that we're investing in terms of promoting the book. And that also means that we are losing one potential buyer for the book. At the end of the marketing tenure, when you ask us for results, we won't be able to provide that to you simply because the book is not available worldwide.
Okay. Then explain to me the steps for this worldwide publishing.
Okay, yeah. It's very simple. You just have to provide us the final files, and we actually have a vendor who's connected and who works with these 400-plus platforms, and they will be the one putting the book live worldwide. Once the book is launched worldwide, you will get a list of links, basically, where your book is available. And you don't even have to wait for the links. You will just Google your book, and you'll see at least the first two or three pages will be filled with your links. In other words, if you go for worldwide distribution, it is automatically going to optimize the results and ranking on Google as well. That's like the side benefit of it.
Okay, fine. In this list that David sent me, there are 51 online worldwide platforms. Number 51 is in bold. It's Ingram Sparks. And it does list Amazon at the top, but apparently
that is already catered to, so of course we are going to minus Amazon from there. But the rest of the 51 platforms, they are majority of them are local bookstores or local online bookstores in multiple different countries. All right. And one more thing, the worldwide distribution does not only include these platforms. These are only the online platforms that are 51. Well, let's say 50 because we are excluding Amazon, right? So apart from that, there are 350 bookstores that will have your book, that will keep your book for sale. So altogether, it's 400-plus platforms. Go ahead.
Okay, so if we go with, let's say we go with Ingram Sparks, which I was thinking of doing anyway, what does that involve and what is the cost?
It's the same thing. The worldwide distribution that we'll be doing for you, it will be through Ingram Sparks.
Yes.
So worldwide distribution, whether you call it worldwide distribution or whether you call it Ingram Sparks, it's the same thing that I'm talking to you about.
Does that include all of them?
So you're going to take care of everything for me?
Yes. We'll be your publisher. Okay. We'll set up your account with Ingram and with the rest of these platforms. Well, there will just be one integrated platform on which we will create the account. And ultimately, we'll be reaching to 400-plus platforms. Once the publication is done, we'll provide you the credentials so you can track and manage all the sales that are coming through that particular vendor or platform.
Okay, so what do I need to do at this point?
Well, you just need to go ahead and pay the amount for this. If you need us to take care of that, if you have any other vendor who can cater to this for you, then you can proceed with them. But I would recommend for you to go with us because we have been working on your marketing campaign. We have a better idea in terms of how and which market exactly we need to reach out to. And secondly, since it's the last day of the month, we have a discounted price going on. So that'll just give you, a heads up. an upper hand, in other words.
So I need to invest more money?
Yes. Worldwide distribution is going to be an additional cost, whether you go with any someone else or whether you place the order with us. Either way, it's a requirement, and you will have to invest an amount in order to get that done, either with us or either with
and
someone else.
What is the amount?
Let me get you the discounted cost. Just give me a quick moment. I'm going to apply the discounted coupon, and then I'll calculate that for you. Stay on the line with me. Thank you very much for being online, Mark. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. So do you want me to give you the original cost as well? Well, let me just give you so you understand the margin. The original cost for that is $5,600, but since we are running an end-of-the-month discount, it's only going to cost you for $2,499 only at this point of time.
Okay. I was not told there would be any additional cost when I entered the contract with you.
Mm-hmm.
I was told that the amount I paid you, excuse me, I was told the amount I paid you would cover the entire cost. And now you're saying it's going to cost me another $2,400, which, by the way, I simply don't have. And I can't even begin to raise that kind of money for months. How is this going to fulfill the terms of my contract?
Okay. First of all, Mark, there are 300-plus services in the marketing area, okay? And all of them cannot be covered in a simple customized package. We only provide the services that are most required for in order to optimize results. Now, the reason why you weren't told about the worldwide distribution, because whenever we get a customer for a marketing campaign, what we do is that we assume that the person or the author must have already launched their book worldwide. And that's what the initial representative who closed your sale for the book marketing package must have assumed. Now that the marketing team did their evaluation, that's when they figured this out, that this is the case.
Nobody said anything about that when this was brought up and I signed the contract.
Mm-hmm.
It was the
correct
price in the contract for the complete services, and now you're telling me, no, that wasn't the complete price. That's a bait and switch. That's A, not acceptable, and B,
Mark,
I'm pretty sure it's not legal.
Let me explain that. As I said, there are 300.
You can explain it all you want. Excuse me. You can explain it all you want. My attorneys do not give a shit about your explanation. They go with what's written in the contract.
I understand.
What's written in the contract is
that's all right.
$7,200, period.
Okay. Then don't give us any more money. Have this done on your end and let us know. That's it. I'm not calling you to get
you
your money. Let me get that straight, okay, Mark? I'm not calling
what
for your money.
What do you mean I have to get it done at my end? You are going to provide all these services under the contract I signed with you.
But that doesn't include worldwide distribution, Mark. That's what I'm trying
Nobody
to say.
Nobody ever
to you.
Said that. Nobody ever said that. Nobody ever mentioned it, and it is not in the contract.
That's because they did not know that your book is not launched worldwide. And the only reason why we are having this conversation, it's because we are entering the conversion period. And I wanted to make sure, I wanted to actually enlighten you that in order to optimize your results, in order to get better rankings, in order to get better sales, we need to do this. But if you don't have the amount or if you don't have the budget for that, that's all right. You don't need to worry about it. If you cannot get it done, let me work something out on my end and see what I can do, okay? So we'll just work within the contract that is the marketing campaign for 6 months. We'll just take care of that, and we'll see how it goes from there, okay? You don't have to panic or get worried about, okay? It's okay. I just wanted to have a discussion with you, tell you that this is something that we can do to optimize your results. That's it. You don't want to do it, it's fine. We'll continue with what we have, okay?
Okay, fine. I'll have to call you back next week and see what we can arrange.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much for that, and I truly appreciate your time, Mark. Take care. Have a nice weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.